used for this purpose. So I'm going to ask the board to approve this purchase order this evening for U.S. Utilities.
U.S. Utilities?
The last page of your packet has the actual bid from U.S. Utility Contractor Company. And this is handling all labor, equipment, and materials necessary for a full 8-phase signal, including the southbound left phase 7.
Okay.
So would we have to, they wouldn't have to re-engineer the street, or they wouldn't have to redraw lines or anything like that, would they?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to appropriate $2,730 for U.S. Utility from the TIF for an improvement at the signal at Maxtown at the entrance of Northgate Plaza to accommodate the traffic exiting Northgate. Is there a second?
Yeah, second.
Discussion? It's certainly needed.
Yes, it is.
Stuck there yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is kind of scary because cars are coming the other way.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
I have one other non-monetary item that I'd like to report on. It's just a note I received from Linda Greco, just an update on the trail festival that's going to be occurring on the 17th. She has dozens of booths right now, and there's several more that are pending and anticipated to take a booth. Gia Marcos and Dan's Deli will be our food vendors that day. We'll have two new signs that will be assisting to announce the event. A welcome banner on McNamara Park as you enter also. And some new attractions this year, the Sweet Adeline's Quartet, that would be the women's barbershop singers, will be roaming around the festival and singing, whether you like it or not. Tai Chi demonstration and Pilates in the park will be there. Westervelt Farms will bring their farm market produce and sell. And we probably will be having an Otterbein Equestrian Center horses there to do some demonstration, and riders will be given a jumping demonstration. And there's a lot of fun for kids, and still looking for some volunteers. If anybody in the public would like to volunteer for some afternoon shifts from 12 to 3:30 p.m. We've got a lot of volunteers in the morning, but we're a little light in the afternoon.
Okay.
So it's a report on the Trail Fest. Hope everybody can be there and have a nice downtime.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wise. At this time, is there anything from maintenance?
No.
No. Okay, Mr. Matthews, thank you. Is there anything from fire?
No.
Okay, Chief Honeycutt. No. Okay. Development zoning. Mr. Clays.
It's not too much. I submitted a copy of the monthly report, and we've also updated the residential zoning guide. You'll find that in the packets. We make that available at the front desk, the zoning office, try to make it easier to understand, so you get your cheat sheet to basic zoning standards in the township on the inside. I have six nuisance resolutions for this evening, just to start out, the first one's 5101 Medallion Drive West. We have a few photos in the packet there to show the unkept lawn and weeds that we want to take care of. To my understanding, we've had no unsuccessful attempts to contact the property owner, and that the property is currently vacant.
Okay. I'll move to declare a
a nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at 5101 Medallion Drive West in Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel 317130070140000. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Is there discussion?
So this is still a known, I mean, it's not a foreclosure, it's a...
I believe this one may be subject to foreclosure, but it has not went to sale yet.
Okay. But it's still owned by the residents. It's not owned by, it's in a bank. Or...
Yeah. Yeah, Wells Fargo is the foreclosure department, but yeah, it's still in their name. They have not finalized their paperwork yet.
And how often do we mow?
We haven't yet.
Well, right, but I mean, once we do declare these as nuisances.
Typically no more than 2 times a year, just because of the nuisance of providing notice. State law has changed a little bit that we're able to get notice to them a little quicker now, so we may be able to bump that to 3 or 4 times, but in most cases we'll wait for it to grow up to a point where it needs it. We don't manicure it like it's a typical subdivision lot. We try to keep it down, the weeds down once they start going to seed, so that would be the point where we'd forward them over.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
The next item was, or the next property is 6690 Inverness, I believe is how you say it there. And some shots. I believe this one was worse at one time prior, and that this one we had received a complaint, and I don't believe we had records for a foreclosure on this one at this time.
No records for foreclosure, so the, can you find the owner?
No, none of these we've we have not, okay. We've not made contact with this.
But as far as you know, success. It's not in foreclosure?
Right, and I believe it is also a vacant property.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion for a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to ORC 505.87 on real property located at 6690 Inverness Street, Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel number 317-313-1000-8000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpenter.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next one's actually a vacant property on Perkins Lane, and my understanding we've declared this one in years past as well.
So as far as you know, this has been vacant.
It doesn't have a home on it, so it's truly vacant.
It's truly vacant.
The other kind of vacant.
It is. Okay. I'll move to declare to make a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at 5977 Perkins Lane, Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel number 317312021100. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next one's also a vacant lot on Chandler Court. We declared this one in years past, and this one's typically been mowed after we declare it, so it's usually the just the process of declaring it a nuisance.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Is this adjacent to the, excuse me, Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
No.
Is this adjacent to where Giamarcos is going
yes.
in?
Yes.
Where, what?
I was asking if it's adjacent to where Giamarcos is going to be.
Oh, I see.
I'm just trying to get my bearings
uh-huh.
on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Typically, these lots get chopped down at least 2-3 times a year, kind of same
I
schedules as our road ditches, just keep the weeds controlled. I think this one got missed the last time around.
Madam Chair, I'll make a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at Chandler Court, Part Lot 1427, Westerville, Ohio 43082, parcel number 31731305015000.
I'll second that. Discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next one's adjacent Meadowood condos. This is a rather large piece. Last year, we mowed the perimeter to contain the weeds for the adjacent condos. It's a prior landfill site, and it's minor. It's an absentee owner.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll offer a motion for a declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to ORC 505.87 on real property located at Meadowood Lane, Westerville, Ohio, 43082. Parcel number, and there are two. First one being parcel number 317-322-03006-000, and also parcel number 317-322-03006-003.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? How much are you, acreage is 17.
Yeah, we don't mow the whole thing. This is just, okay. It's been capped. So last year we mowed the mounded area to the top. It was like 15 passes back.
Okay. All right.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next one's more for garbage and refuge and other items, including junk vehicles. This is an occupied home. We provided a deadline for getting the property cleaned up. The deadline's passed.
Okay.
We have had conversations with the owner.
Can you summarize those conversations?
They told us in May and April, or April and May, that it was. They had to wait on the weather. We haven't seen any activity.
This is right next to the fire station.
Right. I'm just curious, since it's owner-occupied, I'm just curious how the kind of discussions have taken place.
Right. Okay. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion. Declaration of nuisance and abatement of nuisance pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.87 on real property located at 7117 Big Walnut Road, Galena, Ohio, 43021, parcel number 31724003005000.
Second. Discussion?
So walk me through the process. I mean, at this point, it's owner-occupied, and it's not for grass. I mean, it's for cars and debris or whatever. What happens now? I mean, we don't obviously go on the property and do anything, do we?
Yeah, we provide 7 days' notice. We would treat this just like a grass complaint, similar to when we had the one last month regarding broken glass.
Right.
We would provide notice and then after 7 days enter the property to clean it up. And the junk vehicles also fall under, it's a 505.871. It's also a statute. I believe the ones up in block would qualify under that as well.
Is there any collision repair taking place?
I'm not quite sure.
It's like there's been a collision.
Okay. Alrighty. Any other discussion?
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
Motion carries.
That's all I have for you tonight. Thanks.
Okay, Joe, what's the status of the last house we looked at with the broken glass and such a hazard?
We had not received a notice. This is the Lake of the Woods Drive.
That's right.
We had not received a notice that the property owner received the information that was served to them through certified mail. So we've posted it in the newspaper. Once it's posted in the paper, we'll have to wait 7 and 30 days, respective 7 days for the grass and 30 days for the other. I believe it was posted this week. I'm not sure which day it actually went in.
Okay.
So
okay.
We'll likely be looking at that next week.
Okay.
It's a The Ohio Revised Code lays out a process that if you are not able to properly serve them through certified, that you would go to a newspaper if you cannot identify the owner.
Okay.
If the owner is known, we could have posted a site on or a sign on the property.
Mm-hmm.
But since they're not locally known and we don't know their proper address,
okay,
we have to go through a local newspaper and hope that they read that.
Okay. That's right. I know you tried to reach them at their specific address. Okay.
But we're hoping that for the grass, we'll be able to, glass and grass, that we'll be able to address that next week.
Okay.
And then it'll take 30 days before we can board it. But,
okay.
I assume we'll not permanent, but we'll probably try to secure the residence
sure,
at least to make sure,
sure.
that
that's,
we don't have
okay.
hazard issues.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Any other announcements other than the ones listed? Any other reports?
I'd like to make an announcement, if I might.
You may.
Just that our, I'd like to call attention to the fact that our chairwoman has a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, no. That's the last time I'm asking
something. And I'd like to, I think it'd be appropriate for us all to recognize that by joining me and saluting her. So, one, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Walker. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much, Trustee Carfani.
I thought I was going to get gaveled down there for a minute. But
thank you. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Trustee Carfani and I will try to make this a short evening since I know it's getting past your bedtime.
Oh, boy. Where's my gavel? Yeah. Thank you for being so kind.
Take her out for your first beer.
It is. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what can I say? Thank you. I better not say anything more.
Yeah. Can I make, if I could just make one other, more of an observation than anything?
Well, I don't think so.
actually, it's more of a, on a serious note. I've been reading a lot about some of the communities to the west of us, actually, and the need for increased security because of the rising property crimes in some of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you read things about that, and you hear often about what maybe we lack in our township, but I'd like to draw attention to what we have, and that's a quality police department. You know, and I think some of the other communities are probably wishing they had something to the caliber that we have. So
right.
Just want to kind of count my blessings on that one.
Yes, thank you.
Say thank you to
a very safe place to live, our mm-hmm. police and our fire. And
that's all I have,
Madam
Chair. I'm done.
Well, I just see some cupcakes over there when we're done, so. All right, announcements. Administrative offices will be closed Monday, July 5th for the celebration of Independence Day. The Board of Zoning Appeals will meet July 27th at 7 p.m. The Tax Incentive Review Council meets August 2nd at 9 a.m. What's the tax?
That is for the TIF.
The TIF?
The TIF district, yes.
I see, thank you. National Night Out, that's Ice Cream Social, August 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. in McNamara Park. The Parks Advisory Board meets August 4th, 7 p.m. And the next regular trustee meeting is Thursday, August 5th at 7 p.m. And at this time, I'd like to move to adjourn to, and I'm going to say recess rather than adjourn. I'm going to move to recess to executive session at 7:42 p.m. to prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment, and to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfani?
Aye.
We are recessed. Thank you. I'd like to call to order and resume after recess at
10:35 p.m. and return to the regular trustee meeting. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Bartholomew.
Aye.
We are now back in our regular trustee meeting. One of the things that recently in a previous motion at one of our previous meetings, we asked Administrator Wise to provide us with data on zoning activity trends and staffing needs, and he has done that and provided us with a report. Based upon that report, I move that we find that the development and zoning department is overstaffed, and move that a separation of employment of Tom Francie be made effective as of July 2nd, 2010. Is there a second to that motion?
Madam Chair, I'll second.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, I move that we authorize Administrator Paul Wise to give to be given the authority to implement the terms and conditions of that separation.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Is there discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Is there any other business to come before the board this evening? Okay, hearing none, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Madam Chair, I move to adjourn.
All right.
At, looks like 10:37 p.m.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.